man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And I'm your host, James Kelso, here on a beautiful Thursday evening, August 10th, 2023. It's a live show, and you can call in at any time at area code 512-248-8252. I'm a little bit puckered up here from eating. They mention as an excellent keto food to eat once in a while is really pure chocolate. I just had some chunks of 90% concentration chocolate, and wow, it's got my lips are kind of twisted around. I'll wet my whistle at the first opportunity, and let us launch into, let's see, have we done all the preliminaries? This is the Trump Phenomenon. It is August 10th. We are on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So the executive summary is that all's well. The Trump train is on the tracks, moving fast. Another day, such day, logged. So we'll try to cover a little bit of what the Trump train traveled today. Let's go to Truth Social and the post that the president has put up for us today. Here's one that's interesting. Some of you are fans of Wayne Allen Root, the Las Vegas commentator, political genius, author, Wayne Allen Root. And he's got a column out today entitled Donald Trump is the Chosen One. And that's been posted here by the president. So I haven't read it yet. I'm just going to read part of it. And let me see if we find it. Donald Trump is the Chosen One by Wayne Allen Root. And I'll just cut to the chase. I'll start at the end. The last act has yet to be written, but I believe it's now clear. This man has been chosen by God to save America, American exceptionalism, and the American dream. He is the man chosen to expose the corruption of our government, the weaponization of our government, the criminal silencing of dissent by our government. He is the man chosen to stop evil China from dominating the world. He is the man chosen to stop the communist, fascist, globalist takeover of our country. He is the man chosen to take the slings and arrows and protect the great American middle class. Trump is the only thing standing between us and the end of America. Let that sink in. He is the only, Trump is the only thing standing between us and the end of America. And this is all biblical. The last act hasn't been written yet, but it's now clear. Trump is the chosen one. Now, let's go back. I like to read articles backwards. I like to start books at the end. Back up a little bit. For the record, this is Wayne Allen Root writing today. For the record, I was born Jewish. I had two Jewish parents, four Jewish grandparents. I was bar mitzvah. Ancestry.com analyzed my DNA and reported I am 99.9% Eastern European Jew. How's that for Jewish? But 32 years ago, I took Jesus Christ as my savior. So I am a Messianic Jew, and I am a student of history, American history, world history, and biblical history. More and more, it appears likely this somewhat... Well, I'll skip down here. Donald J. Trump is the chosen one. The attacks on him are literally biblical. He is being persecuted like no one since Jesus. His trials and tribulations are followed by the entire world. Whether loved or hated, his name is on the lips of everyone in the world. He is being supported through tribulation like no human being in history. Think about that. His popularity grows after each criminal indictment. He remains positive and steadfast, despite facing over 500 years in prison. It's actually 600 now. He is the living embodiment of whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Trump cannot be defeated. Trump is literally both a man of destiny and a walking miracle. Think of this man's life. Hollywood would laugh the screenplay out of town. They'd call it ridiculous and unbelievable. Trump built the world's greatest skyscraper in the toughest city in the world. It's in Chicago. He became the biggest celebrity in the world. He put his brand name on every product known to man, from hotels to airlines to casinos. He became the creator and star of one of the most successful shows ever on TV, Celebrity Apprentice. Next, without any background or experience in politics at any level, he beat the greatest array of Republican politicians ever assembled to win the GOP presidential nomination. Then he survived the biggest political controversy ever, the infamous Access Hollywood tape, and pulled off one of the biggest upsets ever over the most famous female political figure in history to become the 45th president of the United States. After 4 years of the most intense hatred, personal attacks, and media demonization ever experienced by anyone, and multiple impeachments, against all odds, the man gained 12 million new voters and got the most votes of any president in history. The election was rigged and stolen from him. He was unafraid to say so and kept saying it. And now he's been indicted for saying it in a free speech country. Now he faces life in prison for his beliefs. Talk about biblical drama. Trump either wins the presidency again and produces the greatest comeback story ever, or he may wind up dying in a prison cell. And through it all, the defeat nonstop controversy, unrelenting attacks, never-ending criminal indictments, Trump goes up in the polls. He's leading the GOP presidential primary by 40 points or more. He's leading President Biden by a wide margin. Each indictment makes him stronger. Okay, now I'll go backwards again. I'm just scrolling backwards. Here at the beginning of the article by Wayne Allen Root. I don't mean to say I told you so, but I told you so. I started all of this in July 2019. At that moment in time, my television show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, was holding down the primetime slot at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. That was the old time slot of Fox News legend Bill O'Reilly, who held the title as the number one host on cable news for 16 straight years. Bill O'Reilly even chose to join my Newsmax show three times a week to discuss the biggest news topics of the day. With that high-profile time slot, I chose to take live calls on television. By the way, that time slot is the one we're in right now. I chose to take live calls on television, something rarely ever done. I wanted to hear from the American people. One day I took a live call from a viewer who said, "Wayne, we love you. We appreciate you for being a Jewish conservative and the strongest defender of President Trump. But please explain to us why so many Jews hate President Trump." I responded live off the top of my head that President Trump was the greatest leader in world history for the Jewish people. He had done more for Israel than anyone in history. And because of that, he was beloved by the Jewish people of Israel. I reported how Jews in Israel had named towns, railway stations, and a soccer team after Trump. Then I said, live, off the top of my head, "In Israel, Trump is loved like the king of the Jews." The next day, Trump tweeted out three times how appreciative he was of my words. Then he walked outside of the White House in front of a mob of media, looked up at the sky and said, "I am the chosen one." The media firestorm that followed was stunning. There were thousands of hysterical headlines all over the globe. In Israel, there was even public debate over whether I was really a Jew or not. Now we get back to where I started at the end of the article, where he says, for the record, I was born Jewish. 99.9% Eastern Jewish, Eastern European. So, which is the same as 100%. There you go. That's an interesting start, isn't it? And that's a very interesting man, Wayne Allen Root. If you haven't listened to him, heard him, he's easy to find on the internet. Wayne Allen Root. The middle name Allen is a slightly unorthodox spelling, A-L-L-Y-N. Everything else is the usual spelling. All right, let's go to the chosen one. Let's go see what the chosen one is saying right now. This is a post he put up 3 hours ago. Deranged, and that's the adjective he's chosen for Jack Smith. Deranged Jack Smith has just asked for a trial on the Biden indictment to take place on January 2nd, just ahead of the important Iowa caucuses. Only an out-of-touch lunatic would ask for such a date, 1 day into the new year, and maximum election interference with Iowa. Such a trial, which should never take place due to my First Amendment rights and massive Biden corruption, should only happen, if at all, after the election. The same with other fake Biden indictments. That's his most recent post. Uh, And he posts 3 hours ago, I never asked Mike Pence to, quote, disregard the Constitution. That's Mike Pence lied. He's a liar. He lied and said that Donald Trump had asked him to disregard the Constitution. No, I didn't. Nor did I tell him that he was too honest. He is under great pressure and getting very bad advice from Mark Long. Well, he put Long in quotes. That's a jab at Mark Short, who's very short on brains. That's Mike Pence's senior advisor. And perhaps some of his other advisors. His poll numbers have just gone down from an already anemic level. Little Mike, there's a great, apparently he's a man of pretty small stature. I didn't realize that. Little Mike now wants to be a tough guy. He could have had greatness, but chose another path. Mike Pence is over. Oh, my goodness. Now, you know, an interesting thing is going to happen. We've got the Iowa State Fair coming up on Saturday. Donald Trump will be there. He has so announced. There will be tens of thousands of Trump supporters at Des Moines for the State Fair. It will be loud. It will be raucous. It will be wonderful. But here's the thing. The other candidates, as far as I know, all of them will be there. That's a de rigueur appearance. You know, don't show up at the Iowa State Fair. You're not a serious politician. So this crowd of thousands of Trump people like yours truly, and people like you out there in the audience, they're going to be booing Mike Pence to the heavens. The sanctimonious, godly Mike Pence is going to get jeered, hooted. And so will Ron DeSanctimonious. So will Krispy Kreme Christie. They're all going to take it in the teeth at the Iowa State Fair. And it's going to be an outdoor, you know, rodeo atmosphere. You lucky folks that are going to make it to the Iowa State Fair to witness this on Saturdays. What, 24? Is that 48 hours away from now? Less than 48 hours, you lucky people. And we don't have a show on Saturday, or we'd cover it, but we'll have a show on Monday, and we'll do a retrospective on that Saturday. It's bound to be something incredible. The Chosen One will be in Des Moines. And that's going to be something. These fake indictments against me, written 4 hours ago by the Chosen One, didn't come down from heaven. They came from the most corrupt president in the history of the United States, Crooked Joe Biden, in order to rig and steal another election. They shouldn't even be allowed to go forward. And Joe Biden is a crook, our president writes. Now, here's one. The president puts up a picture of Ron DeSantis upside down with that kind of clownish face that he has. It is a clownish face. And it's entitled Poll Dive. DeSantis is now at 10 points. He's now in third place behind Vivek Ramaswamy. I mean, the man is going straight down. straight down. Oh. We'll be right back after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Back, folks. Now, let's consider something that's coming right up here, pretty darn important, and that is the 2024 Republican National Convention. Now, as of the present moment, Donald Trump has got the pledges or support or favor of a huge, huge majority of the 2,000-some people who will be there as delegates. And Ron DeSantis has almost nothing. Then no one else has anything either. I'll give you that number in just a moment. But let's put ourselves into the time machine. Let's move forward into the future and place ourselves at the Republican Convention in Milwaukee on July 15th. It's coming right up. It's not that many months away. It's going to be in the Fiserv Forum. This looks like a pretty large forum. What is the seating? The seating on there is, it won't be open to the public. They restrict who can get in. I got into the Republican convention in 2008 with a neck pass that a delegate gave me on the outside of the convention hall to smuggle me in. You can't just walk in or buy a ticket. It has, oh my goodness, the seating capacity for their record attendance in 2020 was 18,400 people. That's a lot. That's a lot. 18,400. So there will be that many people there. That's a big one. And right there on Lake Michigan in Milwaukee. It's not that far from where I am, actually. It's conceivable I could drive there. It's conceivable. But it'd be challenging. But now, here you are. It's July 15th. It's the first day of the convention. You're a delegate. Donald Trump has got he's got a huge, it's not a contested convention. There will be no brokered convention. It's a cakewalk for the president. Let's see, I'm just looking at the write-up on the schedule. All right, so there it is, July 15th, middle of July. The demon rats, the communists, they will hold their convention in Chicago. Now, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump down the lakeshore from Milwaukee, isn't it? You could ride a bike from one to the other. They will be in Chicago a month later, August 19th. So Donald Trump will have been nominated. This will happen. The Democrats will have to come up with their nominee. Now, they have only a short time in which to dump Biden. Otherwise, they're stuck with Biden on August 19th. Biden will come in as the overriding favorite. And it'll be Trump versus Biden. Now, my peanut gallery guess is that Biden will be offloaded by the Democrats before the August 19th convention, and they will come up with somebody else. That somebody else being who? Who knows? Gavin Newsom is the, you know, sort of like the current talk. But he's not. The Democrats have a very shallow bench. They don't have anybody on the bench. So, anyway, that's what's coming up. Now, the president doesn't need, he is the chosen one. He's been chosen. We don't need the primary process. We don't need the debate. So you can, all of you Republican MAGA patriots out there, you can sit at home and carefully ponder as you listen to Chris Christie. Martha, did you hear that last point from Krispy Kreme Christie? Maybe we should shift our support from Trump to Krispy Kreme. What do you think? And a little later in the thing, we get to hear from the Sikh from India, Nikki Haley. Should we go with her? We'll take a little break here. No, of course, this is all ridiculous. We'll be right back.
Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump, Big, that is. John. All right, we're back here at the Truth Social posting of Donald Trump. And here's something he put up. I'm talking about we're imagining ourselves at the Milwaukee Convention on July 15th, which is just such a short time away, you know, 11 months away. That goes in like in a twinkling, does it not? So there we are. Now, there is a thing called Race to the White House, which does a primary delegate forecast. So they go through all the 2,500 delegates, slightly under that, total delegates. They'll be from all 50 states and other places, and they will vote, and 1,446 are needed to win the nomination. So actually, no, excuse me, sorry. Let me uncross my eyes. 1,234, that's an easy number to remember, isn't it? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how many. So when delegate number 1,234 stands up and says, my delegation supports the next delegate vote to President Trump. That's it. He's the nominee. One, two, three, four. And the current forecast shows Donald Trump currently, of the 1,234 that he has to get by on July 15th, be the next day that they would take a vote, I think, he has now 2,220. Wait a minute, what did you say, Kelso? He needs 1,234, and he has 2,220. That kind of sounds like it's over, Kelso. Yeah, kind of does, doesn't it? He's got a lock. And get this, just to get you the sweep, the drama of what has happened. And this goes back to Wayne Allen Root. He is the chosen one. This is a biblical proportions. In December, only 7 or 8 months ago, the same forecast raced to the White House. They had forecast for Ron DeSantis 1,446 delegates. 1,446. That's a substantial number. Remember, needed to win. Well, let's see, there's something wrong with that number. Something wrong with that number. Well, okay, the math isn't looking right for me here, but DeSantis, here, this is solid here. I'm on solid ground here. DeSantis' current forecast of delegates who are likely to vote for him is 200 and, no, excuse me, that's, the current forecast is 159 for DeSantis. 159. Remember, Trump forecast 2,220. DeSantis doesn't, he has something like 7%. Of the delegates forecast for Trump. It's over. It's over. And the rest of them, is anyone going to appear? Is any dark horse going to come screaming around the far pole and come charging down the home stretch? No, no. There will be no new entries into the gate. That's what you see is what you get. That's what you've got. So is there somebody who is going to, like, do so well that he will become the new go-to guy against Trump? No. Pence is in the doghouse. He's going nowhere, and he's going down. Christie going down. Haley going down. Tim Scott never got up off the floor. And going further down, Vivek Ramaswamy is the only guy going up, and he's the exception that proves the rule. He's the one guy that supports Donald Trump, and simply as just sort of a reflection of that, he's getting some support from people who appreciate that he supports Donald Trump. So he's getting a thank you from a few people, and he's now in second place ahead of Ron DeSanctimonious. So this is it. It's over. It's done. The chosen one has been chosen. There's no need for voting or debating or pondering, scratching our heads. So this is wonderful. This, you know, go back now. Let's get out of our forward time machine. Let's go backwards into the past. 2 years ago, did any of us think that we would be here where we are today? You know, many of us thought Trump would be dead, assassinated by the communists. Many of us thought he would have been taken out politically, legally, taken out by the communists. No, none of that. Stronger than ever. Standing tall. beating the crap out of both the communists in the Republican and Democrat parties. It's wonderful. It is truly biblical. You out there listening to my voice, I myself, we are in a miraculous moment in history. Never seen before. All right, let's go to, let's look, see what else is going on here. Looking forward to that Saturday. Boy, the people, the lucky people that are going to be in the, I hope the weather is beautiful. The grass is green there in Des Moines, the Iowa, wherever they hold it, state fairgrounds. And it'll be a sea of people. Whatever the attendance has been in previous years, it will be a sea of people. People on people. I guarantee there are people who have gotten in their cars already who are now driving from California to get to the Iowa State. I promise you. They've already passed through Las Vegas or through Phoenix on their way to the Iowa State Fair. And same thing for people have gotten into cars in New Hampshire, Florida, and yes, I'll bet somebody got into a car from Alaska to get to this thing. And of course, then there'll be all the people on the airplanes. It'll be, and all the planes, can you imagine the flights into Des Moines? There'll be people. Imagine if you're on one of those flights, what it's going to be like. You know, you're sitting there, and you know, the guy next to you has got a Trump hat, and the lady on the other side of you has got a, you know, a Trump bracelet, and people are chanting Trump, Trump, Trump in the plane. We love Trump. We love Trump. Plane after plane after plane of people coming into Des Moines. It's going to be wonderful. And can you imagine the car convoys coming in from all around the country, people with their Trump flags flying out their windows. It's going to be honking. Trump convoys coming from north, east, south, and west. Air, land, and sea. It's going to be wonderful. People coming up what river would they come up to get to Des Moines? I think there is a Des Moines River. And they'll be coming up the rivers too. All right, hang on. I've got a caller here. Let me unscramble. James, I hope I haven't kept you waiting very long.
No, it's okay. Ohio, yeah. River, is that the one? That went up to Ohio?
In Des Moines, I should know better. Des Moines is north of the Missouri River. The Missouri goes between Iowa. Yeah, it crosses between Omaha, Nebraska, and Iowa, and the Council Bluffs. And then Des Moines is in the middle of Iowa. The other side of Iowa, you've got the Mississippi going up the eastern.
Yeah, the Des Moines River.
Yeah, the Des Moines River.
Tributary, Iowa.
Somewhere in the middle, yeah. And it would flow either into the Mississippi or the Missouri, depending on its route.
Got it.
So, but I'll tell you, it's all coming to pass here. It's amazing. I like that starting thought of Wayne Allen Roots. And Saturday is just going to be something amazing. And, you know, all of these Lilliputians who have come up against Trump, none of them have anything. and then on the other side, on the Democrat side, what have they got on the other side? The only exciting figure they've got is Robert Kennedy. But they hate Robert Kennedy with a passion. They have nothing. They have all of these empty people. They have nothing. So, and then you've got this. Imagine these clown communist persecutor prosecutors, these Dzerzhinsky types, these who are some of the heads of the KGB and the NKVD? Yagoda was one of them. Dzerzhinsky was one of them. Lavrenti Beria. Yeah, you know, Jack Smith, to me, looks a little like Lavrenti Beria. Or maybe like, maybe he looks a little like, who is the guy that Lenin or Stalin had assassinated
in Mexico?
I'm sorry?
Trotsky. He doesn't look like Trotsky to me. He looks like
Trotsky. Yeah, Trotsky.
Yeah, he looks like some kind of career type Ansel Buscher who's been assigned a job and who's got to take the job. Otherwise, he'll lose his pension and he'll lose his status with his buddies. And,
yeah.
You know.
Well, no, he's
kind
really...
No creativity there. No creativity
he has the evil
in that face.
Yeah, no.
No
Jack
genius.
Smith has the evil eye.
No shining lights. No nothing.
Yeah,
go
no
ahead.
Nothing. Yeah, no. He's truly, truly a demented, and I like what the president has named him, deranged Jack Smith. So this now, and now we'll get this deranged judge. What's her name again? It's not Tanisha. I think it's Tanya, and her middle name is Sue, and her last name is Chutkan. She's going to, Jack Smith is demanding an early trial. He wants to get this going right away, before the primaries. So if he can get, a kangaroo court, you know, selected in Washington, D.C., of communists to convict Donald Trump on anything, just one charge. Now, the communists will say, well, before the primaries, well, he's disqualified. He can't be put on the ballot. And you'll have prosecutor, district attorney, state's attorney. You'll have all of these people filing injunctions and going to judges all across in every state that we can't have Donald Trump on the ballot. He must be expunged from the ballot.
The judge is a woman, right? That woman judge, she's in a conflict of interest because she used to work for the Democrats that did the dossier against Trump. Back to you.
Oh, she worked for...
She was a lawyer for the firm, yeah.
She worked with Hunter Biden.
Well, she's...
yeah.
That's a kangaroo court if I ever saw one.
No, it's just so laughable. And I think what we'll achieve, now let's forecast this here, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to have people saying the president can't be on the ballot. You're going to have people saying that, you can't vote, in effect. And what America is going to do, here's the forecast, it's not a very profound forecast, but this is going to be called my middle finger salute forecast. America is going to give a giant middle finger salute to the whole establishment. And no matter what we're told, you know, you can't vote for this guy or you have to, you know, this election has been decertified, et cetera. We're just going to give them the big middle finger salute. And say hell no. And how that will, this will, James, we are going to enter the realm of civil disobedience big time.
Right. I was just going to say that.
Big time.
You got these groups at the Trump rallies and saying to that Lindsey whatever his name is, saying retire. It wasn't Lindsey Graham. It was the other guy.
Mitch McConnell
and Coco Chow. Yeah, Mitch. That's right. And if people start yelling loud enough, then these Democrats or whatever are going to get nervous.
Yeah.
Right?
It's going to be the atmosphere, folks, is going to be, remember that song, Take This Job and Shove It?
Yep.
And then you can stick, there's a one out currently, is it by John Rich or is it Jason Aldean? But Like Jason Aldean's got the song, Try That in a Small Town. And then there's this one, You Take Your Progress, and it's the one used here on our break music sometimes. You can take your progress and stick it where the sun don't shine. And that's what we're going to be getting. And you heard it. You heard it on this show. You heard it. You heard the crowd yelling. Now, I know it's a vulgarism, but I mean, this is what the crowd, this is your neighbors, this is the people in the pew in front of you in church, in the pew behind you. They were yelling bullshit. And they were nonstop bullshit. That's civil disobedience, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113. Monday through Saturday, 9-1-1-3. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Used to be Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired Stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with the building cold. Cul-de-sacs on the country road. High-tech bars with bad karaoke sounds. Uncle Sam keeps your money spent. Pay your tithes, you can't pay your rent. Foreign car selling big in American town. What happened? Does anybody know? What happened? Where did America go?
We're back, folks. Let me turn up my gain. That's my volume on my controller board here. And, you know, I was just talking about James there in Vancouver that we're looking at civil disobedience. That's what's coming up. That is what's coming up. The big middle finger salute. The entire American patriot, middle class, and other classes, largely white middle class, but it's going to include a lot of people outside of that group who are all patriots, and it's going to be a giant civil disobedience middle finger. And it's going to be the number one song now. Jason Aldean born in 1977. This song just shot up to number one. And they can't stop it. They ban it, try to keep it off, and so on. It isn't working, is it? This is now number one.
Yeah, you think it's tough. We'll try that in a small town. See how far you make it there.
See how far you make it.
We take care of our own.
It won't take long.
Try that in a small town.
Yeah, try that. Try it, left. Try destroying our country.
That my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town.
Try that in America.
See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long.
You've crossed that line. Try that in our small towns.
Try that in a small town.
That's what's coming, folks. It's here. It's here. It's easy to say it's coming because it's here. Jason Aldean's number one. And, oh my gosh, we're out of time. We're in our little small town here. We're out of time. Hey, James, thank you for joining the show,
right,
as always.
Okay,
we'll
good
be
job.
Back.
Thanks.
Yeah, we'll be back here again tomorrow night, Friday night. Let's see what thrills and spills the next 24 hours bring us. See you then, folks. So long.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.